5 Powerful Ways to Stimulate Personal Growth by Lori Jonas of Living Marvelously. Personal growth is developing your skills, character, and knowledge to do more with your life. It's taking control and going after what will make you happy and fulfilled. Because you were born with skills and abilities that will come easily and fulfill your purpose. But you have to figure out what that is. You need to keep growing as you get older. Things are constantly changing, which means you have to change too. So here are 5 ways to stimulate your personal growth for you and to be the best version of yourself that you can be. Number 1, dream big. Dreaming big is all about using your imagination to think of what your most beautiful life could look like. It's stepping out of the comfort of your current life and seeing what else there could be. Everything you see in this world, including the lives of people you would love to emulate, started with a vision. You can check out my Download Your Dream Life ebook on livingmarvelously.com to help you through this process. But to know that there is so much more possible for you, it all starts with you thinking about what that could be. In personal growth terms, maybe you want to start your own business, retire and travel to new places, learn a new hobby, or redesign a few spaces in your home. The sky is the limit. And the best way to stimulate personal growth is to dream of what is possible. No one has ever achieved greatness without dreams. Roy Bennett. Number 2, visualize. Now that you have a dream, it's time to visualize it and see it play out in your mind to set a plan in motion. In the book, Creating on Purpose, by Anadia Judith and Lyon Goodman, they wrote, "The images you hold in your mind are like these strange attractors. They are invisible influences in the formation of your reality. They serve as a magnetic force, acting upon what is not yet determined, calling it into form in a particular configuration. The more you visualize your dream, the stronger the force becomes, pulling things, people, and events into shape and form." And that works whether you are thinking of things you want or you don't want. So focus on your dream and what that will look like, including how it will make you feel. What are you doing? Who are you with? When is this happening and where are you? Also, notice how you are feeling. Light, happy, free, joyful, independent, loved, etc. Use your imagination and make your vision impressive. Visualize it every day. And by visualizing and paying attention to what comes into your life to help you, you can create a path to make your dream a reality. That is personal growth, making new things happen in your life. To bring anything into your life, imagine that it's already there. Richard Bach. Number 3, notice limiting beliefs. As you imagine, dream, and visualize what comes to your mind that says you can't have those things. As you imagine, dream, and visualize what comes to your mind that says you can't have those things. Those are your limiting beliefs. And they can stop you in your tracks before any personal growth can happen. So stop and write them all down. All of the limiting beliefs, anything that comes to mind. Things like, I don't know how to do that. I'm not good enough. Others are already doing that. I'm not smart enough. I have nothing to offer. This is all life has to offer me. It's too hard. No one in my family is happy. I'm too old to start anything new. There are too many things I need to do for others. I could go on and on because I've believed many of them too. However, none of those beliefs need to be true. Why can't you do anything you want? So speak your limiting beliefs out loud and get them out of your unconscious mind. Don't let them dwell there anymore and keep you stuck. When you feel this is the best it will get, you are right. Shannon Alder. Number 4, communicate. Talk to people about your dreams and desires and make some changes in your life. You will never know who can help you until you get your needs out there. When you imagine and visualize, you communicate with the universe, but it requires action to grow. You must walk out the door and talk to other people so the universe can meet you. Strike up conversations with people at the gym, the grocery store, church, park, work, or in your neighborhood. If they can't help you, they may know someone who could. Here are a few things that could happen when you communicate your dreams to others. Someone may already have done it and can offer you advice. They may want to help you. You will get better at expressing what you want. Someone may have the perfect opportunity for you. They may challenge you to clarify what you want. You may inspire someone else and you can work on it together. Your friend will know someone else who can help you. When you are trying to stimulate personal growth, you are ready for more, and that will undoubtedly mean it will involve other people. Start practicing communication today. Communication, the human connection, is the key to personal and career success. Paul J. Meyer. And number 5, accept where you are today. At this point in your life, you have accomplished many things and maybe have failed at a couple, but everything that has happened in your life has brought you to where you are in this moment. If you are not yet at the place you feel is where you should be, give yourself a break. We live in a world that idolizes people who seem to have it all. Good body, great looks, lots of money, successful career. Most advertising promotes buying things that make us look younger, richer, or better looking. It makes it very hard to be happy with where you are now. But be proud of yourself for wanting to stimulate your personal growth, knowing that you can live life to the fullest while you are alive. It is never too late to step into the skills and abilities that you were born with. Use all the challenges and success you have acquired to help you take the next step. When we embrace who we are, the world embraces us right back. Amy Lee Mercury. When you are ready to make a change and stimulate personal growth, start with imagining and visualizing what that looks like. Notice what is holding you back. Talk to people about your vision, and then use your life experiences to propel you forward. You got this. Be the person that you are meant to be. Learn more in my book, The 5 L's of Living Marvelously, an interactive guide to discover how to let go, love, live, learn, and leap into a life you love. Go to livingmarvelously.com to find the link.